الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: ما من عبد يموت إلا وندم. قالوا: فما ندامته؟ قال: إن كان محسنا ندم ألا يكون ازداد، وإن كان مسيئا ندم ألا يكون استعتب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of a human being in this world, from the day a child is born, in essence, it is Allah's system in this world that each one of us is engaged in a conflict, in a battle. However, this is one conflict, one battle that Allah has predetermined that no human being will be successful. And what is even more ironical is that this is one conflict and battle that majority of us are totally oblivious to. We don't even realize that we are engaged in this conflict. The conflict that I am referring to is the conflict against time. That incessant, inexorable, inescapable motion of day and night, which Quran encapsulates in the expressions yukawwiru layla ala nahar, yughshil layla nahar. Day follows night, night follows day, yulijul layla fin nahar, yulijul nahara fil layl. And like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu cautions us about this, invites us to ponder and reflect over this incessant motion of time. He says, afala taroon ila layli wan nahar yubliyani kulla jadid وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He says, will you not reflect? Will you not ponder? إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. How the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, the years of your life are slipping by. How this tick, 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 tick of the clock. How this movement of day and night, what is happening? Yubliyani kulla jadid. Every new thing is not staying new, it's becoming old. Things that you thought were very distant, were very far away, how quickly they have become near, and how many of them have already passed. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And through this movement of time, every promise of Allah, what promise Quran speaks about specifically? Walakum mi'adu yawm. Walakum mi'adu yawm. From the day you are born, before that already, there is a promised time, the time of your mort, the time of your death, the time of your departure from this world. Walakum mi'adu yawm. And when that time comes, this is Allah's promise. قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. This is haq. لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. No extension will be given to anyone. Every one of us is engaged in a conflict against time. We are on borrowed time. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ibn Adam, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ إِنْ ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. He says, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, you are a collection of days. Hayatuka anfasun ma'duda. Hayatuka anfasun ma'duda. Your life is a collection of breaths. Each time you breathe in and breathe out, there is no science, there is no technology, there is no money, there is no system in this world that is going to bring that breath back. There is no system in this world that is going to get you an extension. There is no science or technology in this world that is going to buy you any extra time in this world. You are in a conflict against time, and if there was going to be any victors in this, then like the poet puts it, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا. If anyone was going to be victorious, if anyone was going to get perpetuity, if anyone was going to escape drinking from the cup of death, then Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been given life till Qiyamah. But the blessed, the benevolent master, the beloved of Allah, the pride of Allah's creation is addressed directly in the Quran. Innaka, verily you, my beloved, mayyit, will die. Why? This is Allah's sunnah. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will drink from the cup of death. Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. Every one of them will die. Our greatest commodity, our greatest asset, realize it or don't realize it, accept it or don't accept it. How many places in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and oath on time? Wal fajr, by the oath of fajr, daybreak. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. Wal nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Wal asr, by the oath of time itself. Not only time, but the portents of Allah's creation, by which time comes into existence and by which time is measured. Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا. By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. How many qasams and oaths? How many qasams and oaths to conscientize, to wake you and I up to the reality? Your gold is valuable in your eyes. Your silver is valuable in your eyes. Your investments are valuable. What steps you take to protect these things? You have safety deposit box. You have bank vaults. Your excess cash you want to hide from the receiver, you put it underneath the mattress. You make all sorts of plans to protect the wealth that you have. Which safety deposit box? Which bank vault? Which fortified fortress are you going to have at your disposal to lock up time? This tick, 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 tick of the clock, like a block of ice relentlessly melting away in the glare of the sunlight. The time of your life, the breaths of your life, the seconds, precious seconds, minutes, hours, weeks, years of your life that Allah gave you to earn your akhirat, that Allah gave you to earn your jannah. How precious? Quantify it in this manner. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ. Allah speaks of jannah in the Quran. Very often, human being is his own worst enemy. One is, Allah doesn't just promise you in Jannat, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah says, for you in Jannat, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا. إن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تسقموا أبدا إن لكم أن تنعموا فلا تبأسوا أبدا. When the man enters into Jannah, the first basharat and glad tidings he will be given is what? That the shackles and the reins of time have been removed. In the world when you were young, you became old as time moved. In the world when you had your health, you became sick as time moved. In the world you had days when you enjoyed yourself. As the time moved, problems came, difficulties came, afflictions came. The Jannati will be told, today you are healthy, you will remain healthy forever. Today you are young, you will remain young forever. Today you are in happiness, no difficulty, no problem will come. For you in Jannat is whatever you desire, whatever you ask for, whatever entreaty you place before Allah, whatever desire enters the heart, immediately all this will be given to you. But over and above that, as I mentioned, human beings sometimes are their own worst enemy. Everything you have, but what about what is happening inside? Hasrat. Regret. What about jealousy? What about rancor? What about hatred? These are negative emotions. Why? Because they don't just affect anybody else. They affect you more than they affect the next person. So Allah says, before the Jannati enters into Jannah, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. We will remove every negative emotion. We will snatch it out, nazana. We will snatch it out of his heart. So it is only pleasure, it is only happiness, but one regret you will carry even to Jannah. One regret you will carry with you even into Jannah. What is that regret? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. The time that you wasted in the world. The time that you wasted in the world. By wasted, what do I mean? What does the hadith tell us? You didn't use it to earn your akhirat. You didn't use it to make Allah's zikr. You didn't use it in the obedience of Allah. That valuable, precious time which Allah gave you, which you didn't use. مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَمُوتْ. Allahu Akbar. Beautifully in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains it like this. He says, when every person, when he dies, he will have a regret. مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَمُوتُ إِلَّا نَدِمَا. Every person, when he dies, he will have a regret. Sahaba said, فَمَا نَدَامَتُهُ. Ya Rasulullah, what is his regret? What will be the regret of this individual? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are two types of people. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدُ. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْذُوذٍ. Two categories: شَقِي سَعِيد. شَقِي سَعِيد. One who pleased Allah, one who displeased Allah. One who pleased Allah, one who displeased Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, both will die with a regret. Both will die with a regret. In kana muhsinan. If he pleased Allah, what will his regret be? Nadima Allah yakunu izdad. When he sees what Allah has prepared for him, for his ihsan, for the correct manner. In layman's terms, not just ihsan, not just good deed, for the correct utilization of his time. When he sees what Allah prepared for him in Jannah, as a recompense, as a return, for the correct utilization of his time, what will his regret be? Why didn't I do more? Why didn't I do more? I had the opportunity, I had the time at my disposal, I had the health at my disposal, I had the ability at my disposal. You have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ahabba, man ahabba, man ahabba, dunyahu adarra bi akhiratihi, wa man ahabba, akhiratahu adarra bi dunyahu, faathiru ma yabqa ala ma yafna. Every day when you get up, my respected brothers, you have a choice, this time that you have. One is the opportunity for tahajjud. One is the opportunity for tilawat of Quran. One is the opportunity for Allah's zikr. One is the opportunity for dua. Then is the azan of Fajr. Then is the opportunity to go out in the path of Allah. The opportunity to acquire the knowledge of deen. The opportunity to sit in front of the Quran. The opportunity to earn a halal livelihood. So many opportunities you are given all the time. So many choices. Shaqawat, sa'adat. Either obey Allah, either disobey Allah. Temptations are there. Those haram, shaitan boxes are there right in our sitting rooms, in our houses, illa mashallah. That internet is there. That social chit-chat, which is destroying our akhirat, which we are using today for frivolous activities, that is there. The temptation is there. Every one of these activities requires time. Every one of these activities requires time. And a day is coming, a day is coming, a day is coming, where every second of this time will be accounted for in Allah's court. So one is, a man did good, he earned Jannah, he pleased Allah, he will still regret. What his regret will be? Why didn't I do more? Why didn't I do more? Allah yakuna izdada. Why didn't I do more? Wa in kana musiyan. And if he disobeyed Allah, if he lived a life of Allah's, layman's terms pertinent to what we are discussing, incorrect utilization of his time, incorrect expropriation of the greatest ni'mat and the greatest bounty which Allah gave him, his time, he used it incorrectly, what will his regret be? Why didn't he make tawbah? Why didn't he put brakes? Why didn't he stop? Why didn't he change? My respected brothers, Muharram has come. New year has come. A new dawn in our life has come. Time is one creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, I have mentioned this many times before. We need to wrap our minds and our hearts around this. Time is not advancing. Time is receding. Hasan Basri rahimahullah puts it like this. Al-mawtu ma'akudun binawasikum wa-dunya tutwa miwara'ikum. He says your mort, your death is like a red light in front of your face. It has caught you by your forelock. It's in front of you. There are so many reminders. There are so many reminders. Mort is in front of you. Abu Bakr Muzani rahimahullah says, "Ma min yawmin akhrajahu Allah ta'ala ila dunya illa yaqul." Every day that Allah gives you, forget another year, every day that Allah gives you, this day addresses you. Yabna Adam, O insan, igtanimni, value me. Value me, don't waste me. Don't waste me. You sit for hours and hours looking at a football match, looking at a cricket match. Today you find youngsters, this is the only conversation. This is the only conversation. That footballer, this cricket player, that sports personality, which team he's going to join, what he's doing. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How many tears can we shed? How many tears can we shed at what our youth are doing? What direction they are going in? Are we going to remain young forever? Is this time got no, has this time no value? Does not Allah say, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا? Do you think we created you for these vain, useless amusements? In the name of science and technology, that internet, those social media outlets are destroying the ummah with regards to the utilization of their time. This is an ummah of the masjid. This is an ummah of da'wat and tabligh. This is the ummah which Quran says, "Ukhrijat linnas," you were taken out for the hidayat of humanity. This is the ummah that was supposed to raise the flag of Allah's greatness and the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the four corners of the world. And today, what is that same ummah doing? In front of that shaitan box till 1, 2, 3 in the morning? Useless activities. Today even parda nasheen in front of that novel, reading novels. Kya kar rahe bhai? What are you doing? Main waqt ko guzar raha ho. I'm passing the time. I'm passing the time as if that time has no value. Passing the time as if you're going to get it back. What a loss. What a loss, and the tragedy, the irony is there is absolutely no perception or realization of the loss. You are never getting that time back again. This is like a sword. From the time you are born, it's slashing like it's cutting at a tree. As the leaves are being cut, those leaves will not grow back on that tree. This day addresses you, اغتنمني, value me. Use me to earn your akhirat. Why? Because the reality, لَعَلَّهُ لَا يَوْمَ لَكَ بَعْدِي. It is very possible that after me, no other day is written in your lot. This is your last day. وَاللَّيْلُ يَقُولُ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. The night also says to you this. يَبْنَ آدَمْ اِغْتَنِمْنِي. Value me. I am precious. فَلَعَلَّهُ لَا لَيْلَةَ لَكَ بَعْدِي. There is no night after me. Coming back to that saying of Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he says, your mort, your death has caught you by your forelock. وَالدُّنْيَا تُتْوَى مِن وَرَائِكُمْ. And the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, years, months of your life are being wrapped up behind you. Time is not advancing, time is receding. No one of us, by the qasam of my Allah, is gaining time. We are losing time. Every second, every moment is taking us closer to the qabr. It's taking us closer towards that inevitable moment when we have to stand in front of Allah. So let us wake up to the reality. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan. فَإِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامِ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. I'm just going to translate this poignant poem because its meaning is very, very relevant to us. He says, foolish insan, لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْتَوْهَا. You celebrate the passage of time. You celebrate the passage. You become happy when you realize it's a birthday. You become happy at the time of New Year. You become happy at the milestones by which the movement of time is measured, acknowledged, realized. Little do you realize, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. Every passing day, every passing year has taken you closer to ajal, your mort. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. So before that mort, before that death, exert yourself, get your affairs in order, get your salah right, be in the masjid, connect with Allah, prepare for your qabr, prepare for your akhirat, make tawbah. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. Why? فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانِ. Because profit and loss is not the size of your bank balance. It's not that balance sheet. Profit and loss fil amali is your amal. The qabr is sandukul amal. It is a container of your actions. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ بِالْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. Forgetful insan, every time the hilal of a new year or your birthday or a new month is sighted, you become happy again, you forget again. نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي. In reality, all that hilal represents, 1443, what does that hilal represent? It represents a sword that has slashed one year from your life. إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامِ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. When the year gets complete, it is a wake-up call and a reminder that one section of your life is lost, which is never ever coming back again. New year has come, Muharram has come, time, ironically, is very, very limited. My respected brothers, Allah has given us a rich heritage. Allah has given us a rich heritage. What are we reminded about? It was the first of Muharram. It was the first of Muharram. That personality from the galaxy of Sahaba. Sahaba were murid. They desired hidayat. There was one Sahabi, Muarrikhin record, they say, Murad, his hidayat was desired by Allah. His hidayat was desired by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he raised his hands, Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi akhadil amarain. وفي رواية بأخب هذا الرجلين عندك. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Amars, Amr bin Hisham or Umar bin Khattab. He was muri, he was murad. His hidayat was desired by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. On that dua, Umar was given hidayat. Umar is that personality. لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Umar, when you walk on one road, when Shaitan sees you, Shaitan will walk on another road. One occasion he is sitting with Sahaba. Umar comes to the back. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam points to him. He says, as long as that person is in my ummah, the door to fitna on my ummah will be closed. On Arafah, Hajjatul Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is looking with the special gaze of mercy at my Sahaba. Allah's special gaze is upon Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. My Nabi holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. Umar on my right, Abu Bakr on my left. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Bakr, your example is like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Umar, your example is like Nuh alayhi salam. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Abu Bakr, your example is like Isa alayhi salam. Umar, your example is like Musa alayhi salam. One occasion, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have two ministers in the heavens, two on the earth. My ministers in the heavens are Jibreel and Mikail alayhi salam. My ministers on this earth are Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there is no issue on which the opinion of Abu Bakr and Umar will be united, except that I will rule in conformance with their opinion. Glad tiding upon glad tiding upon glad tiding. Kamil Shahadat on the Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi by Firoz Mal'oon, the fire worshipper, pierces the dagger into the stomach of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 27th of Zulhijjah, he's carried, blood spurting. Two or three days he remained till he passed away on the 1st of Muharram. In that gap, we want to celebrate New Year. We want to acknowledge the New Year, acknowledge it like this, commemorate the New Year like this. Allah raised this spark, this Mubarak soul on the 1st of Muharram, the heritage of Islam till Qiyamah. We are reminded every Muharram about this. What lesson? Take the sabak, take the lesson. In and out of consciousness, unable to even hold down any food. Yet each time the eyes of Umar open, he would say, has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? And he would say, la hadha fil Islam liman taraka salah. The one who will not look after his salah, he has no share in Islam. Umar, inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. He would say, the most important affair to me with regards to you in my eyes is salah. Faman hafidhaha, hafidha deena. Protect your salah. Make your salah, you have protected your deen. Protect your salah, you have protected your deen. وَمَنْ دَيَّعَهَا فَهِيَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَذْيَا. And if your salah is not protected, then in everything else you will never advance. This coronavirus pandemic is a reminder of this. This ummah still to a large extent has abandoned the masjid. What kind of deen do you have if you are not in the masjid? What type of preparation of akhirat are we making if we are not in the masjid? We're talking about New Year resolutions. Make this your New Year resolution. Cry tears of blood. Juma, even Juma, this masjid is not full. At the starting of Juma, 1 or 1.5 subs, that much qadr we've got. To that extent, we've locked ourselves off from the masjid. Why? Because we are living in a culture of fear where some virus is going to kill us. Mort and life and death is in Allah's hands. Muharram, first 10 days of Muharram, what do we speak about? We speak about the martyrdom. The martyrdom of that son of Islam. The pride of Islam, Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali, The beautiful flower, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul, this is such a family. I'm digressing, but you want to understand what is the qadr and the value of Ahle Bayt. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, an alim of the 5th century of Islam, in his Kitabul Birri wa Sila, he mentions one incident, that there was one person from the family of Rasulullah, 5th century, a woman, she had little children, husband passed away, she was in Khurasan, she got into dire financial straits, hungry, no food. She made hijrat to Samarkand, approached the wali, the governor of Samarkand. I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My children are hungry. He said, everyone that comes here says they are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What proof you've got? He turns her away. One Parsi, fire worshipper of that locality, comes to know of the need of this family, invites them home. That night the governor of Samarkand sees a dream. Beautiful palace in Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the entrance, he wants to enter. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is not your home. Whose home is it? Ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, it is the home of a Muslim. He says, I am a Muslim. I am your ummati. I am your follower. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, bring proof. My daughter came to you, you asked her for proof. Now you bring proof. Gets up, starts rushing, goes to the, inquires, where is this family? Goes to the house of that Parsi, give this family over to me. No, no, no. You are the governor. Give me whatever you want, I will never part with this family. He says, you are Parsi, you are a fire worshipper. They are the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have a greater right to them. He says, no. No. When I opened my heart to this family, Allah opened my heart to Islam. My entire family accepted Islam. I will never part with this family. And that same dream that you saw, I also saw that dream. My Nabi welcomed me into that palace. This type of family, where Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Sayyidina Hussein bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu walks into the masjid of Kufa. Jabir, Sahabiya Rasul, points to him, says to the entire majma, man ahabba an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah, falyanzur ila hadha, sami'tu hadha min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Any one of you who wants to see the leader of the youth of Jannat has just walked into this masjid. I have heard this directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they were in their cradle, Sayyidina Hussein and Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, my Nabi said, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, Al-Hassan wal Hussein. He said, the leader of the youth of Jannah will be my grandsons Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Once Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Kharaja an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ومعه حسن وحسين هذا على عاتقه الواحد وهذا على عاتقه الآخر وهو يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة. Once Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم left his house, one shoulder حسن, other shoulder حسين رضي الله عنهما, kissing this one, kissing that one, kissing this one, kissing that one. Elderly person sees this, such overt displays of affection in public were anathema, unheard of amongst the pagan Arabs. Surprised. Ya Rasulullah, do you love them? Ya Rasulullah, do you love them? Allahu Akbar, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuhuma. He says, by the qasam of my Allah, I love these grandchildren of mine. And then he said, man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani, wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani. The one who loves them, loves me. And the one who hates them, hates me. That maqam, that status, that basharat, but take the sabak. Take the sabak. Allah honored him with shahadat. Allah honored him with accepting his life in his path. This is a lesson. Not to engage in practices that have no basis in Islam. Take the sabak. Commemorate that shahadat. How? By turning the clock back. 61st year of Hijrah, 10th of Muharram, Medan of Karbala. Right hand side, flag bearer Habib bin Mutahhir. Left hand side, Habib bin Mutahhir is sent to shimmer. Only 52 remain of the companions of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, faced with the enemy of 3,000. Sends a message, halt the battle. Why? Why must the battle be halted? So that we can carry out our salah. so that we can carry out our salah. And the college student of the 14th century of Islam, lover of Ahl Bayt, follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does he say? He says, I couldn't take my socks and shoes out to make wuzu, that is why my salah got qada. Or I was frightened of some unseen enemy which can't even be seen, that's why I didn't come to the masjid. We have made a mockery of deen. We have made a mockery of deen. There is no deen without salah. Iqamatu salah. And for us, salah is salah in the masjid. In the time of Rasulullah, even a munafiq would come for fajr and isha salah in the masjid. There is no such thing as salah at home. Salah is in the masjid. These tests are there as a wake-up call. Don't be like ostriches with their heads in the ground. Read the history of Islam. Hold the battle so that we can make our salah. Why didn't he say, my grandfather, the heavens and the earth can come to an end. What he said is haq. My grandfather told me I'm a jannati, so it's okay. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. If our psychology is correct. If our psychology is correct, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So don't worry. Leave. Why didn't he say that? Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. Jannat is not cheap. Jannat, there is a price. Jannat, there is a price. Even the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to give that price. They gave qurbani and they left a sabak, they left a legacy behind. Shimmer refuses to hold the battle. What does he do? He divides his companions into 26. 26 makes salah while 26 continue the battle. Then the next 26 makes salah. Their water had been cut off. One wonders how did they make wudu? They probably made tayammum with the sand of Karbala. Someone with his head bleeding, hand bleeding, shoulder bleeding, leg bleeding. What kind of sajda they must have performed? How that ground must have embraced them when they placed their heads on that ground in sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What legacy, what sabak they left behind, because by the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was already waiting to meet his grandson. They were given glad tidings of Jannat, yet this is how they preserved Islam. They left the message, this is not a